Good afternoon. My name is Edith Frank, E-V-I-T-H-F-R-A-N-K, Morristown, New Jersey. I'm a member of the Board of Directors of the League of Women Voters, as well as an officer in the Morristown Area League of Women Voters and a long-term league member. I'm here to testify on behalf of the League of Women Voters of New Jersey. In addition, I am, at a personal level, I am the family member of a murder victim. And I must say that I am personally grateful that the person responsible for that murder has been sentenced to a long prison term so that my family will not be required to relive that horror again and again. Excuse me. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization which encourages the informed and active participation of citizens in government and influences public policy through education and advocacy. It neither supports or opposes any political party or candidate or specific legislation unless there has been substantial member agreement. In the year 2004, the League adopted a position in support of replacing the death penalty with a sentence of life without parole for murder. This position was reached after a study and consensus process that obtained membership agreement throughout the state of New Jersey, and I have a written copy of that position for you. In New Jersey, the death penalty is a punishment carried out by the state in the name of all of its citizens. Therefore, it is important that a thorough and public record of execution be established so that citizens may make informed decisions regarding this very serious action. The League's position against the use of the death penalty is evidence of a very growing acknowledgement throughout the country of the various problems with the capital punishment system. All the issues surrounding capital punishment must be made public. Details of what happens in the execution chamber must be part of a continued public dialogue concerning the issue of public capital punishment. In keeping with our mission of the active, informed participation of citizens, the League of Women Voters believes that New Jersey Department of Correction should seriously and thoroughly consider and address the order of the appellate court to allow, quote, as full a media coverage that is consistent with legitimate institutional concerns for safety, security, and penological objectives. Thank you.
Thank you very much.